609 David Drive, Metairie. 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels. Quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans. 2609 David Drive, Metairie. 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Huck.
And this is Dave.
And we have a great Thursday for you all. Lots of good information out there. Are y'all ready for some real news or some real reporting?
I sure hope so.
All right. So, Dave, I guess Micah is not called in today, so we're going to get right with our stats.
Well, let's mention about Memorial Day. We had Memorial Day on Monday.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people will say, happy Memorial Day. Well, no, Memorial Day is not a day of happiness. It's a day of remembrance.
Right.
There have been so many people that gave their lives in defense of this country. That kind of dedication, you know, as Lincoln said, the last full measure of devotion. So let's honor all of those who served in the military and who've died. Then there's also, separately from that, you have Veterans Day for those who didn't die, and Armed Forces Day that are presently serving. And all of our military deserve tremendous gratitude because they're keeping us free from everybody except Joe Biden.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Okay.
I'm not sure how we're going to get free from Joe Biden.
Well, this too shall pass.
It must pass, and pass quickly, please.
Yeah. Well, there was one day, speaking of the COVID stats in Louisiana, you know, they peaked very, very, very high a couple of months ago, and then they came way down, and they've gone up a little bit. Not very much. People say, oh, they've all of these positive tests going on. The positive test rate is still close to the lowest it's been in since the whole thing started 2 years and 3 months ago. Statewide, we have very, very, very small number of positive tests and hospitalizations. The Louisiana two-week average positive test per 100,000 is 12. 12 per 100,000. At one point, it was 200 per 100,000. So it's way, 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 way down from there. Okay, so yes, it has gone up in the last few weeks, and we could speculate on that. There was a study done by Yale University, or at least published by Yale University, a recent study where they had a placebo group, a control group. It was an actual study, and they found, surprise, surprise, that those that have recovered naturally from COVID have more immunity than those that have gotten vaccinated. And a lot of people have been saying that, but they were forced to get vaccinated anyway, even if they had recovered. Well, as Dr. Merrifield and Dr.
No, not Merrifield, Richard Bartlett.
Dr. Bartlett and, yeah. And the other one is Dr. McCullough.
Peter McCullough.
Yeah. As they've said, the latest variety of COVID going around seems to spread about as fast as a cold and seems about as serious as a cold. And the numbers would bear that out, because if you look at the number of deaths in Louisiana, it's practically none. There was one day a few weeks ago where I don't know how they came up with 25 people dying in one day, but they did. But since then, the average number of people dying in Louisiana is 0.04 per 100,000 people. That's 1/25th of a person per 100,000 people. Well, you know, that's just about the lowest it's been since the whole COVID thing started 2 years and 3 months ago. So let me remind everybody, if you want to see these graphs, it's really hard to describe, but if you want to go look at them, go to our page, libertyorlockdown.live, and click on the tab that says More, and then go down to Mr. Prentice's statistics. And you can see it's not my statistics. It's the statistics from the state of Louisiana.
That's
and
right.
I just put them in a graph form. Numbers by themselves, a list of numbers can be overwhelming and your eyes roll back in your head. But when you put it in a graph, it's plainly visible what's going on. And the trend is that almost nobody is dying. And those that are getting positive tests, it's up somewhat. Orleans Parish went up and is on its way back down. Jefferson is about at a peak, and Louisiana is about at a peak. And it's a very small peak, too. So the trend is evident, if you look at the graphs, that the latest thing going on right now is not particularly severe. And why is it that so many people are showing up with a positive test? This is something that I saw directly on the Louisiana Department of Health website. They talk about the number of people in the most recent period, or the percentage of people that got sick or that died, depending whether they were vaccinated or not. And do you know, more people died who were vaccinated than who were not vaccinated?
That's true.
So I think Martha and I would agree that there's something fishy about the immunizations going on. If these might not be leading to new strains because we're killing off the weaker germs and just leaving stronger germs. So anyway, go to libertyorlockdown.live and look on the More tab and click on Mr. Prentice's statistics and you can see the graphs.
And, you know, you can still catch COVID with the vaccine.
Absolutely. More people caught it who had been vaccinated than who had not been vaccinated.
To me, that's like a major deal here. You can still catch COVID with the shot,
and
the vaccine.
More people die who have been vaccinated than have not been vaccinated. So let's see, what was the purpose of the vaccine? What was the effectiveness of the vaccine?
Well,
not a whole lot.
Yeah, there's definitely something very sinister behind Fauci pushing it and you know, them holding back or wanting to hold back the ingredients for 75 years and not, you know, they forced them to come out, but they wanted to hold it back for 75 years.
Yeah.
So.
And speaking of wanting to hold things back, did you see that Mayor Cantrell is trying to prevent the city council from releasing information about the traffic cams?
No.
Why would you not want to release that information? You know, she said, oh, we're going to have a transparent administration. Okay, that means you release information. You don't hide it. So that's another little tidbit.
What information are they trying to get out of the cameras?
I don't know, because she won't release it.
Well, I mean, what are they pursuing?
I'm not
anything
sure.
Anything particular?
It was just interesting that she said her administration was going to be so transparent, but yet she's trying to not release whatever data they're asking for.
Well, you guys got to brace yourself for the monkeypox.
Oh, okay. You remember we had the COVID jabs? That doesn't go well together, COVID jab. But we're ready for the monkeypox with the monkey pokes.
I saw a meme. It was like, release the monkeypox. And at the same time, we all have all of this elections coming up. And, you know, we have all these things coming up. And so it's like, release the monkeypox.
We need another crisis.
This
one is winding down.
Don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah. We need something to keep the liberals in office and keep the conservatives out of office, because the economy is not in favor of the Democrats right now.
Right. That's the gas prices, and people are just having a hard time with the baby formula not being available for the new moms. And
but what you could do is go find a place maybe out in the country and buy a bunch of toilet paper and see if you could barter toilet paper for baby formula or for gasoline or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that. And then apparently they knew about the baby formula crisis. Did you see, someone sent me a document of all the different farms and that were either burned down.
Yeah, isn't that
amazing?
There's
a lot of them. I'm going to have to pull them up during a break. But
yeah, not just baby formula, but food suppliers in general.
Yes, that's what I'm talking
about.
A
bunch of them have been burned down.
More
recently.
Than 10.
Yeah.
I think it's even up to like 20.
What a coincidence, huh?
I mean, the strangeness of them being burned down, or the baby formula, one of the factories shut down.
Yeah.
And they knew about this coming up, but did nothing to prevent this from happening.
Well, I guess you'd call me a conspiracy theorist. I'm very cynical, and I think that somebody wants to manipulate us, whatever it takes. And if it requires establishing food shortages so that later our food is rationed, okay, I think that's what's going to happen.
We're starting to look like a third world country.
Yeah.
And it's getting a little scary out there. This is one of the reasons that I love being a Christian, because I don't rely on my provider is the Lord.
Well, you know, I read the book of Revelation. Everything. And it talks about a time that's coming where in order for you to buy or sell anything, which would include holding a job, you're going to have to pledge allegiance to somebody that the Bible calls the Antichrist. I think we're getting close.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, we're going to go on a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll see you shortly.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m. The place for unadulterated truths, brought to you by a pillar of the New Orleans community. From civil rights to constitutional rights to elder rights to just what's plain right, the Beat Exchange is your local community voice. Tune in to the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season of In the Paint.
We're not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't gonna take it. All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I prefer my freedom. How about you, Dave?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we were just talking about on the break that there was another shooting, multiple killed, including suspect in shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is just yesterday. I mean, this is just after we lost, what, 18 children and one teacher? It's something is not right. And then we were talking about, if you listen to this, the police went right in and they stopped the shooter immediately.
Yeah, that's not what really happened, is it?
No, actually, it did in this particular, in the Tulsa shooting.
Oh, okay,
the police did go right in, but in the Texas shooting, they held back for like 45 minutes or something.
Yeah, that was amazing to hear that the local police said, oh, we need to plan, or I don't know what they were saying, what they were thinking. And finally, the Border Patrol said, get out of the way. And they went in, they took the guy down.
Right, exactly. So, you know, my husband was kind of like telling me, well, you don't know if that's their, you know, their protocol to hold back. Like, they have a protocol.
I don't care what their protocol is.
Yeah, no, and my husband was telling me, you don't know if that's their protocol to hold back. Maybe that's why they didn't go in. I said, well, 18 kids were killed. That protocol obviously doesn't work. I mean, what were they thinking?
You know, I used to be a classroom teacher, and we would have drills in our class, active shooter drills, where if you could lock your door, you did so. If you didn't, you piled desks in front of it and tables and whatever, and you put the kids around the corner and out of sight. I don't understand why was this Texas school unable to lock the door? I don't know all the details, of course. And the teacher has to be prepared to die for the children. And that seems to be what happened in this case, that the teacher teachers gave their lives for the kids. But they shouldn't have had to. You should have had a good, effective door lock on there. That's one thing. And then another thing, how'd the kid get in there? And then another thing, why didn't the police say, okay, I'm a police officer, I'm supposed to run toward gunfire. My hat is off to the Border Patrol. You know, my dad was in the Border Patrol back in the 1950s, and he is my hero. He didn't get into this so that he could be mean and brutalize people. He got into this because those people coming through the desert, a lot of times they're going to die. They come through without water. And my dad rode around on a horse in the desert in Texas, and what he was trying to do was save their lives. Yeah, he had to send them back, but he had compassion on them. He said, these people are just trying to make things better for their families back home. So he treated them with respect and courtesy, and I think the vast majority of Border Patrol agents do. And I'm so thankful that the Border Patrol agents were able to go in and put this guy down. I don't know why the local police didn't.
Yeah, and I'm not sure where he came from, but he showed up on the scene, and he's the hero. He went in after the gunman.
Yeah, and the guy that shot the gunman, or at least one of the guys that shot the gunman, he also sustained a head wound.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the guy, the shooter, shot him, but he didn't aim straight, and it grazed the guy's head and put a cut in his scalp, so he had to have it fixed up. But, you know, he was prepared to die. He did get shot in the head, but the guy just had a bad aim.
Thank God. I mean, seriously. So, you know, well, when this other shooting occurred and the police went in right away, that kind of, you know, destroyed the theory that my husband was talking about. Well, maybe that's their protocol.
Yeah.
Because if one can run in and one cannot, I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, I guess more details will come out later on about the Texas shooting, but I'm just blown away. You know, as a teacher, I'm not prepared. I don't have all of the training and so forth. I would have run in there to protect the kids. So why didn't the police run in there to protect the
kids?
And
apparently one of the mothers went to the police because she'd heard that the shooting was going on. She drove to the school many, many miles, like 30, 40 miles. And then they arrested her. They put handcuffs on one of the mothers.
Yeah.
She was able to talk her way out of the handcuffs after a while. She went around the back of the school, jumped the fence, and went in and rescued her own two little children.
Yeah.
That's a hero.
Yeah. And It's one of the most pitiful things I could imagine, though, to know that your child is in there and defenseless and the police won't even let you go in.
And immediately Biden starts with his gun control. That's why it's so suspicious.
And Obama starts with George Floyd. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. It's okay. Disgusting.
What does that have to do
George
with
George Floyd has nothing to do with these 18 children who've lost their lives. And George Floyd was a huge drug addict, drug user, drug dealer.
Yeah. And he
is not a hero.
He wasn't in a school and somebody came in and shot him. He was arrested under suspicion of criminal activity. And so that's a totally different category.
Yeah, exactly. The left has lost their mind and they think that we don't see what's going on. And the more they speak and the more they respond the way they do, the more sure we Americans are about how we feel about what's going on. We're seeing clearly more and more every single day. We're seeing clearly about the vaccines. We're seeing clearly about all of what's going on, CDC and even with the World Health Organization. You know, people on Twitter, they have some crazies out there on Twitter who like to stalk me and call me names and call me racist and call me conspiracy theorist, which I am neither, none of those things. I have a love in my heart for all people, and I have Christ in my heart. And when you have a love in your heart for all people and Christ in your heart, it certainly is the opposite of being a racist and, you know, what they're calling me. But I'm just tired of all of the things that are going on and nobody's speaking up. Nobody's doing anything about it.
Yep.
It's kind of getting, you know, it's tough out there. So you better know the Lord these days, right?
Well, you better know the Lord at all times because we're not guaranteed the next heartbeat. We could just, our heart could stop any time. People say, oh, the end of the world is coming. I know when the end of the world is for me, when my heart stops.
Yeah.
So each one of us needs to be prepared at all times. Prepare to meet thy God, like the Bible says.
Right. All right. Well, we have Matthew on the line. Matthew, are you there? Oh, there's that road noise. All right. I can hear you a little better. All right.
Let me try the handset.
That's much better.
Hello, is that better?
Yeah, what you got? We're about to go on break.
Okay. So, Dave was talking about how the cops hung around outside. And the thing that really bugs me is all these people running around saying, back to blue, back to blue, back to blue, as they drag people who are out of stores who aren't wearing masks, as they harass people.
Yes.
Requiring their back.
We're going on a quick break. Keep your thought. We'll start with you on the next break. Keep your thought. We'll be right back. All right. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Senate candidate Luke Mixon has been officially endorsed by fellow Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards. Mixon, an airline pilot from Pineville, is one of the three announced candidates to challenge incumbent Senator John Kennedy this fall. UL Monroe political science professor Joshua Stockley says the governor's endorsement is definitely a big deal. He says Mixon, like Edwards, is former military with a distinguished career.
A lot of commonalities with Luke Mixon. That should make it easier for voters who support Governor Edwards to provide them with some clue as to who Luke Mixon is and what they might want to do at the polls.
Edwards will headline a fundraising event for Mixon's campaign this month in New Orleans. Amazon says it will probably be nearly a year before its Shreveport Fulfillment Center will be open and running, and so they won't begin hiring workers until at least next February. Supply chain issues have impacted the timetable for the construction and internal build-out. Amazon also is taking time to upgrade the robots they'll use at the center. This is news on LRN.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby, by his DNA, is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet, they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, call your legislator today and raise some sand.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO. Good
times never seem so good. All right, welcome back, and here we are again. We're talking about I think we still have Matthew on the line, right? Matthew, you there?
Yes, we do.
All right, I'm continue here. That thought.
Okay, so the reason why we're told to provide all this deference to them is because they have the legal monopoly use of force for reasons, you know. And they're supposed to run to the sound of the gunfire and use their guns to save lives.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't happen in Uvalde. They sat around and looked all tactical and never developed any strategy for taking down this guy quickly. I mean, if the door couldn't be shot through, there are windows. Yeah, there's a million ways they could have taken this guy down. It would have been much better had one of those two teachers had a gun.
Yes.
And taken the guy out. Like,
absolutely.
Faster than he's alive. So, but, you know, it makes me a little cynical when I hear these people say, back to blue, back to blue. Well, if this stuff y'all are talking about in your worst nightmare scenarios about the Mark of the Beast and all this other stuff happens, that only happens if the blue enforces it on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I generally back the police, but boy, I sure don't have a whole lot of confidence in the police in Uvalde.
Well, my question is, the local sheriff's department, Jefferson Parish Sheriff's, all of the deputies, they do take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. When will they?
Oh, well, I know they're not doing that because, I mean, we go back to COVID lockdowns. You know, I can recall almost being arrested 3 or 4 times, one particularly in CVS for not wearing a mask, while picking up prescriptions that were held in that pharmacy with my name on it. And they weren't holding the Constitution then.
Yeah.
So, like I said, none of this nightmare happens if the blue doesn't enforce the nightmare on you.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's theoretical, but they're having to answer to people like the governor, and the governor doesn't care about the U.S. Constitution. He says, no, you have to shut your restaurant down because you won't wear a mask in accordance with my unilateral order that the legislature never passed. Yeah, that's not according to the U.S. Constitution, but he's the guy that controls their paychecks.
The governor controls the paycheck of the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's
Deputy? Well, no, the police in general. Now, police in general. He can do all sorts of mean things as governor.
I'm sure he could.
Yeah, like lock us down.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that. He done that.
Oh, and lie about COVID stats.
And then he used the fire marshal's office to enforce COVID. What? What does that have to do with fire?
Well, you see, the thing that's supposed to hold guys like Governor Edwards to account is those nice people on television. They're supposed to ask the tough questions.
Yeah.
And you remember them doing that, right? Right?
One time did they do that. If anything, they pushed his propaganda.
What's that program? I think it's called Hardball with somebody, Chris Matheson. Well, they're playing softball. Not even softball, cabbage ball.
Whiffle ball,
that's it, yeah.
Maybe racquetball with a little birdie.
Yeah.
Badminton,
yeah. There you go, thank you. Yeah, exactly. So, all right, Matthew, it's good hearing from you. We appreciate you. We have another caller on the line. Who's that?
Roland.
All right, we have Roland on the line. Roland, you there?
Hi, everybody.
It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you for putting me on.
You're welcome.
Great, yeah. A few minutes ago, I heard you talking about nobody's doing anything about some of these things. And that's true. It really is. But today, on different shows, that they're talking about Roe v. Wade. And the debate today I heard, and I wasn't able to call anybody yet today until now, but the debate is, when does life begin? And it's at conception, or is it somewhere else and all this? The reason I'm calling, that has already been settled by an act of Congress, no less. And that's been settled with the 108th Congress, Federal Law 108-212, the Unborn Victims of Violence Act of 2004, better known as Lacey and Connor's Law. And that's why I said, as Baby Connor proves, by an act of Congress, no less, in a poem I had written, that law describes what's in the womb as a member of the species Homo sapien at any stage of development that is carried in the womb. Okay, at any stage of development.
From conception onward.
An act of Congress that's already answered that question. So life begins at conception, at any stage of conception that is carried in the womb by an act of Congress. People need to look at that law and talk about it and ask questions about, well, what about this federal law, the Unborn Victims of Violence Act?
Yeah, well, the people that are pushing so hard for abortion are saying it's all about me. I don't care about this baby. I don't care about the human species. It's what I want. It's what's convenient for me. And this baby is inconvenient, so I won't call it a baby. I'll call it a blob of protoplasm. Well, you know, if you read your Bible, you're going to find out when Jesus' mother Mary came to visit her cousin Elizabeth when John the Baptist was still in her womb. He was an unborn baby. The baby leaped in her womb. So what, a dead thing leaped in her womb? Something that wasn't alive yet? No, live things can jump.
You know, and along those lines, too, I know a lot of people went to Washington about a year and a half ago with Reverend Franklin Graham and also with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn.
Yeah, we were there.
To pray for our nation. You were there?
Yeah, we were there.
Well, great. And the scripture cited is 2 Chronicles 7:14. Yeah, and we all know that scripture, you know.
If my people.
In the middle of that scripture, when they talk about if my people will humble themselves and pray, well, here's the part to emphasize.
Turn from their wicked ways.
Okay? Well, here's the thing. With our government, of the people, by the people, for the people, we the people all share in what's happening with our government, our federal laws. It's my contention that as long as Roe v. Wade is on the books, as it's a national sin, the Lord's not going to hear our prayers and heal our land. We have to turn from our wicked ways, which requires repentance, which means getting Roe v. Wade overturned off the books. And not only that, the other sinful laws, the sanction of homosexuality by our government by way of gay marriage approval.
It's an abomination. I was actually in D.C. when that happened. I was there the day that it was signed into law, when Obama signed it into law. I was there at the White House. They lit it up in the rainbow colors.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah. And I wanted to, like, just weep so deeply. My heart was so broken.
Well, what I find really sad is that so many times, you know, we Christians, dedicated people say we want to turn this over, but other people won't even get out and vote. And the only way we have to overturn it, well, two ways. One is prayer. The other is voting. And we can't get people to get out and vote.
And we need to stop. We need to stop agreeing with these movements. The movements, the LGBTQ movement is evil. The movement is evil. I'm not talking about the human, the person. I'm talking about the movement. It is evil. I went into Target a couple of days ago, and the very first thing you could walk into is the kids section, and they have now LGBTQPT, whatever the acronyms are, they have now made the children's line full of all of that stuff. I mean, this is, to me, is grooming our children into doing things that are not appropriate. It's just inappropriate to put all that stuff in our children's faces.
Sure. And my daughter went to a graduation in Mississippi for her nephew, and she was telling me, in public schools in Mississippi, they said a prayer. They still have prayer in school, and they're raising their kids that way. And this is public school, and they open the graduation with a prayer, and everybody prayed. And she goes, that don't happen in Louisiana. I'm like, you're right, it don't.
No.
I went to a graduation at Lutcher, okay, and to show you the difference, one by what my daughter told me, and what I witnessed at Lutcher, the graduation I went to, my wife's nephew graduated from Lutcher. And they not only didn't have prayer or reference anything pertaining to our Judeo-Christian values or anything like that, the speaker, the main speaker, said, to a comment to the graduating class that some may be thinking of going to college. Some of you want to may want to check with your parents, you know, with your mom and your dad. You know, some of you may have to check with your dad and your dad, or your mom and your mom.
Oh.
I'm like, here's to speak at lunch, yeah. Rowling off all this nonsense.
Yeah, well,
you know?
We need to go on a break.
We thank you, Roland. We appreciate your voice, okay. And we appreciate you. The Lord bless you. We're taking a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO, 990 a.m. New Orleans.
Oh, beautiful. All heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're ready, huh? I thought we were listening to Ray Charles. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
well, I always edit Ray Charles out. Every week I edit our videos and put them on our Liberty or Lockdown.live page because several times we've had a copyright claim from whatever company it is. Well, this is WGSO, which has a blanket copyright permission, but I'm trying to avoid trouble because I'm a nice boy.
You're a nice man. We appreciate you, and you do a lot of hard work for us. And I love that video that you put out about the breakfast with Michelle Bachman. You did an excellent job.
Yeah, go to libertyorlockdown.live and look at our videos, and you'll see I went to Baton Rouge and recorded her whole video, and she pointed out that The U.S. economy was doing fantastic until Joe Biden took office, and the day after he issued his first anti-Israel policy, we began to slide down into the toilet. God said, you bless Israel, I'll bless you. You curse Israel, I'll curse you. We're under the curse.
Apparently it seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And look what and I loved how she pointed out, because I actually sat through the whole video. I love how she pointed out all the blessings that came to America under Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, she just pointed out one after another, you know, from just him blessing Israel, America was blessed tremendously.
Well, at least we don't have any mean tweets now.
I miss those mean tweets. I don't know what's wrong with people. I mean, those mean tweets were actually hilarious. A lot of them were very funny.
Yeah.
You know, so he went back and forth. Well, all right, we have Susie LaBrie's not able to call in today, but, you know, we have her Louisiana Sunshine over there lobbying for you, for We the People, and not getting paid one penny. So the Women's Republican Club in New Orleans made her an honorary member, and we're going to be paying for her luncheon every time she attends, because she does hard work at the Capitol fighting against legislative bills that are not representative of what We the People, why We the People voted a lot of these Republicans in office. Right now, Republicans are trying to kill House Bill 54, which is, it creates the crime of discrimination based on vaccination status. So call your House senators, your House representatives, both Republican and Democrat, but mostly ask the Republicans to vote for these type of bills.
Yeah,
creates the crime of discrimination based on vaccination status. Why wouldn't Stephanie Hilferty vote for this? Because she's known to vote left a lot. Why wouldn't she vote for this?
Yeah. If you want to go to school, you have to be vaccinated against certain things. There's other things you don't have to be vaccinated against. Like, I don't think meningitis and a lot of other things. But you have to be vaccinated against COVID. And if not, you're not allowed to go in. COVID is a really minor disease compared to some of the other things out there. But it's a political disease.
Oh, it's definitely a political disease. And the other one is Kathy Edmondson, Representative Kathy Edmondson, who is a wonderful representative. House Bill 47, Republicans are trying to kill Kathy Edmondson's bill. House Bill 47 requires that any communication issued to students or their parents or guardians relative to immunization requirement included exemption information. In other words, that when you have to tell the parent that they can
opt out.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Because right now, you know, you'd be surprised that most people don't know that there's an option. Louisiana, you have a philosophical option or a religious option to opt out of getting any vaccine, not just COVID vaccine. It's on the books. It's a law. You know, we're one of, I think, four states. I don't know, but there are not a lot of states that actually have both the philosophical and the religious, and Louisiana has both. But so it doesn't even have to be a religious exemption. You could just disagree philosophically.
But somebody doesn't want you to know that.
Right. So Kathy Edmondson's bill, House Bill 47, it requires the school to tell the teacher they have the option to opt out. And we have Republicans who are trying to kill this bill. So call your representatives and tell them to vote for House Bill 47. Vote for House Bill 54. And we want to also congratulate Susie LaBrie, Sunshine Louisiana, and all of those out there. I know Save Our School, Jennifer is out there, and Jill Hines with Health Freedom Louisiana. I always say that backwards. Did I say that right?
Or is it?
I think that's right. Health Freedom Louisiana. they are heroes. They're out there. No one's paying them to do this for you. So we need the callers to call the representatives, send them emails. We killed the bill. Let me find which one it is. They killed it. This went on for months. They kept on bringing it back. They did a beautiful job killing House Bill 376 by Rep. Huval. Huval was trying to criminalize you holding your cell phone while you were driving.
That's about the worst thing going on in Louisiana now. If we get rid of cell phones, everything will be better.
Yes.
Cell phones and statues. Get rid of them and people won't hate each other anymore.
Right. Anyway, so the bill was killed. It didn't make it through because we have people like Susie LaBrie and Save Our Schools and Health Freedom Louisiana and Katie Alexandra and Chrissy Hike. And there's so many women out there. We need more men. We need more men to stand up and go out there and fight. I notice it's like a lot of little ladies out there fighting for their, like, mama bears.
Okay, tell me where to go and I'll go, mama.
Oh, I look at you. All right. So you go to the House of Representatives and you walk in there and you get yourself a green card, a red card, or a white card. And you find out what bills they're legislating that day. And you go in there and you can speak and say you're for it or you're against it. We need more people to be more active. Yeah?
Okay.
All right. So anything else? Let's see. Oh, we have Cajun Buccaneer on the line. All right, Cajun Buccaneer, you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Yeah, great show as always. I couldn't call in a couple times in a row. But listen up, brothers and sisters. They're using bait-and-switch tactics all the time on us. They point us in the wrong direction. They want us to take a vaccination. They want us to stand 6 feet away from each other. They want us to wear masks. That's all ungodly stuff, and everyone is a mark of the beast. We don't need gun control, brothers and sisters. We need ghoul control. That's right, brothers and sisters. You know, the guns don't kill anybody. The people that pull the trigger is killing people. And let me tell you what. This guy that murdered these 19 children and these two adults over there, it was just a different kind of abortionist. There's many forms of abortion. The vaccination is an abortion. It kills people. Kill my wife. Brothers and sisters, we need to stand up to this out-of-control government. We need to control the government because the government's controlling us. We got to be like our forefathers. We got to pool our intelligence together, pool our resources together, and fight back and defend ourselves. If we turn away from sin and seek the face of the Lord, then God's going to help us heal our land. It's scripture. Brothers and sisters, let me give you all some executive orders right now. I want you to wake up, stand up, rise up and wise up. Put on the mind of Jesus Christ and the full armor of the Lord. Rescue the innocent and defend the helpless. That's right. Rescue the innocent and defend the helpless. Watch every wall and stand in every gap. Brothers and sisters, we have everything at stake here. They monitor our stations. We need to monitor their stations and find out what their intentions are. We need to know the enemy. The Bible says to know your enemy, and there's a reason for that, so you know how to defend yourselves against them. God bless America. Wake up, America. Amen.
All right. We appreciate you, Cajun Buccaneer.
Okay.
Well, we're at the end of our hour. We will see you all next week. And don't forget to look up. There's an article on Rand Paul. He's talking about elites want a one-world government, and it's not a conspiracy theory. And he was referring to the WHO. All right, this is Liberty or Lockdown. I'm Martha Huckabee.
And Dave.
We'll see you next week. The Lord bless you.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York too.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5 on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m.
I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturday.
For a primetime address on gun laws from the White House Thursday night, his most high-profile effort to date to push for new legislation following a series of deadly mass shootings. The White House saying the president will urge Congress to pass common sense laws to combat the epidemic of gun violence that is taking everyday lives. The White House not being specific as to which common sense gun laws the president will be referring to. Some new sanctions are being imposed on Russia over its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The Treasury Department says more assets of prominent Russian government officials and business leaders are being targeted. Some have close ties to President Vladimir Putin. So far, the sanctions have yet to deter Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
NATO is continuing to expand its presence despite Russian President Vladimir Putin's wishes.
President Putin wanted less NATO, and therefore he invaded Ukraine, but he is getting more NATO.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg saying after a meeting at the White House that Putin's invasion of Ukraine was in part due to his concerns about a growing NATO. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are holding hearings regarding new gun legislation.
The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward to advance legislation billed as an emergency response to recent mass shootings. Washington, D.C. lawmakers are focused on rising the purchase age of an assault weapon from 18 to 21. An attempt to crack down on large capacity magazines. Also, ghost guns are included. It does not include an assault weapons ban. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.